USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Officials from Michigan and Texas say they didn't get any warning that contaminated soil and water from the train derailment in Ohio would be coming to their jurisdictions. Over 1 million gallons of toxic waste have been removed from the accident site in East Palestine. Texas Judge Lina Hidalgo said they were told the materials were coming only to find out that they had already been in the state for a week. This comes after the EPA ordered Norfolk Southern to stop its shipment of hazardous waste from the site so it can review the company's plan for disposal. President Biden says he intends to run for re-election.
My intention is hasn't been from the beginning to run, but there's too many other things I have to finish in the near term before I start a campaign.
Biden told ABC's This Week that he will start a full-blown 2024 presidential campaign soon. Biden has not announced any official plans, but has made it clear he intends to run for another 4 years in the White House. First Lady Jill Biden indicated last week she expects that to happen soon. Senator Tim Scott says his message of positivity will always work for him because America was founded on hope.
My focus is still on the mission of making sure that every single American believes that the American dream is achievable for them.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the South Carolina Republican said Democrats are selling the message of victimhood and are always looking to highlight the worst of the country. Scott attacked Democrats ahead of a possible White House bid in 2024. He says he stands out from other potential GOP candidates because he understands the struggles most everyday Americans go through, having gone through them himself. SpaceX has scrubbed a planned overnight launch that would have sent four crew members to the International Space Station. The Crew 6 mission was scheduled to launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Station, but was called off at the last minute due to an issue with the ignition system. The next launch opportunity comes just after 1:30 a.m. Tuesday Eastern Time. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Internal Revenue Service has extended the 2022 tax filing deadline to October 16th for people in storm disaster areas of California. The extension applies to people living in counties where the disaster has been declared by FEMA. This includes individual income tax returns, various business returns, and the filings of tax-exempt organizations, normally due on May 15th. Among other things, this means that eligible taxpayers will also have until October 16th to make 2022 contributions to their IRAs and health savings accounts. Tommy Fury has handed YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul his first career defeat. Fury beat Paul via split decision in a bout that went the full 8 rounds in Saudi Arabia. Fury, who is the younger brother of heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, was knocked down in the 8th round but won the battle on the scorecards. Paul will likely use the rematch clause in his contract after disputing the results after the fight. The Hawks are hiring their new head coach. Quinn Snyder has agreed to a 5-year deal with Atlanta and will potentially make his coaching debut on Tuesday. The Hawks fired Nate McMillan last week. Snyder resigned from his post as head coach of the Utah Jazz last spring after 8 seasons in Salt Lake City. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio is the big winner at this year's 50th annual Annie Awards. The ceremony that celebrates the best of animation was held Saturday night at UCLA's Royce Hall. Pinocchio had a leading 9 nominations, and it took home honors for Best Animated Feature and Best Direction Feature. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.